Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Days of Thunder. It is a 1990s sports action film starring Tom Cruise, Robert Duvall, and Nicole Kidman. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. There are certainly problems here, but there was more I liked about this movie than I didn't like. What about you?
This is definitely my cup of tea. It's not the biggest cup of tea or the most enthusiastic cup of tea, but I enjoyed the film.
So Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's this movie about?
Set in the fast-paced world of NASCAR, the film tells a classic student mentor story following a washed-up crew chief and a hot-headed race car driver. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie deserves credit for not trying to be more than it should be. It's a racing movie. Robert Duvall and Tom Cruise have a great mentor relationship. There's a romance in here too. That works for me, and it's not trying to do more than that, which I appreciate.
You just mentioned one of my favorite elements of the film, which is the relationship between Tom Cruise and Robert Duvall. They've got a great dynamic. They're giving good performances, and I really like the way that their relationship evolves over the course of the film.
They also do some good stuff diving into commentary around why someone would get into being a race car driver, knowing how dangerous it is. Yeah. They have those conversations in a really thoughtful way.
You talk about the racing element. I think my favorite scene in the film really kind of highlights the competitive nature you have to have if you're going to be a race car driver. The scene in which Tom Cruise and his rival are injured during a race, and they're in the hospital. And they're all better, and it's time to get out, and they're being wheeled out to the exit. But they're so competitive that they start racing each other in their wheelchairs. Like, they're pushing it, and they're racing towards the exit. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely silly, but it does a good job of revealing character.
It was so over the top. It was incredibly engaging. The scene that did that for me was one where Tom Cruise and his rival have to patch up their feud, so they get two rent-a-cars and drive them through the city and destroy the crap out of these vehicles. Yeah. As they're racing to dinner with the NASCAR commissioner. It's a totally over-the-top scene that really worked for me and got me in on the energy of the film.
I'm going to shift into the negative because you just mentioned the NASCAR commissioner. My biggest negative with this film is how much focus ends up going to the intricacies of NASCAR. There's a lot of scenes and a lot of talk about the rules and about how the rules work and about, you know, like how many pit stops you can take and why you pit and what a pace car is. I didn't even know what that was. But if you don't know what that was, they never take the time to explain it. If you do know what it is, I think it's going to be a great representation of what NASCAR is. If you don't, the film is going to leave you by the wayside.
That fact also made the races less exciting for me, Tim, because there were times that the drivers were passing each other in certain ways or bumping each other or rubbing each other, and I imagine some of it was legal and some of it was illegal, but I didn't know the difference, and so there were a lot of times that the camera made me feel like I should be appreciating something that was happening, but I didn't appreciate it because I didn't actually know what the implication of the action that was being taken was.
My last criticism of the film actually goes to the central romance of the movie. Now, ostensibly, the romantic relationship is between Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. They're the couple that gets together in the end. But the real relationship, the real romance, is between Tom Cruise and Robert Duvall. This is the central relationship that this movie cares about. I mean, you don't have to look any further than the final moments of the film in which Tom Cruise kisses Nicole Kidman. And then he walks away from her, he leaves her behind, and he goes and hangs out with Robert Duvall. And the final shot of the movie is them smiling and laughing together. You know who the relationship is here. The romance is between Robert Duvall and Tom Cruise. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
This movie's got a lot of energy, Tim. And if you're with a group of friends and you want to watch some high-energy sports action movie, this is pretty good. It also is very reminiscent of Top Gun. So if you like that movie, you'll probably like this one too. What about you?
I would definitely recommend it if you're a fan of racing, or you're going to get a lot out of this movie. I think it's a really solid piece, but you know, if you're not into that kind of thing, you're not going to get much out of it. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.